This is Apollo Control. Aboard the command module Casper, Ken Mattingly is troubleshooting the SCS, reading out what his onboard indications are. Let's listen to that for a while and switch away from Orion.
I have no MTBC. I'm going clockwise on the translation head controller. Mark it. I still have no MTBC. I'm bringing on the pitch 2 gimbal. Mark. I'm checking the thumb wheel down to 0, up to 1, back to 1/2. The yaw thumb wheel is going over to 1, and let me try it again. There it goes. I didn't have the motor on. I'm turning it off. I'll turn it on one more time. It's stable. I'm taking the trim, which is now set at a little over 1 in the thumb wheel, down towards 0. I move it slowly. It gets a little dynamics, and then it stops. I'm going to take it down to 0 at about this rate. It oscillates, and now it's diverging, and I'm turning the gimbal motor off. I'm going to hold in this configuration.
Roger, copy. Ken, what we'd like for you to do now is crank up the yaw 2 gimbal again to that stable condition, and then let's see what MTBC does to it, see if that will excite the oscillation.
It did last time. I now have the gimbal on again, and I'm going to give it a little yaw, and there it goes. Coming off, mark.
Roger, copy.
I'd like to take a look at it in Excel command.
Stand by.
Understand, stand by.
Roger, Ken, go ahead and let's try it in Excel command.
Okay, and it's diverging all on its own in Excel command. I didn't put any inputs into it.
Roger, copy.
This is Apollo Control, 99 hours and 1 minute, round elapsed time. Flight Director Jerry Griffin is instructing the two spacecraft communicators to brief the crew on the current situation, in which apparently we have as long as 5 lunar orbits to make a determination on the feasibility of continuing with the landing or whether we will have to rendezvous with the two spacecraft back together and do an immediate return to Earth, assuming that the service propulsion system would be inoperative. We're some 14 minutes away from loss of signal with the command module. We'll monitor the discussion between the spacecraft communicator and the crew of Orion and Mattingly and Casper.
Hello, Orion and Casper, this is Houston. Roger, it looks like we're not going to have a decision on this rev, and we do have the capability of spending about 5 revs in this configuration before we have to make that decision. We would like y'all to move in to a station-keeping position, and you should be at the closest point of approach at about 100 hours, and we're recommending a CSM active to move into a position and to station-keep. And we're going to run some simulations down here on this TVC problem. Let me get back to you. Casper, this is Houston. You copy too, didn't you? Okay.
Roger, I'm with you. I still have the some of the gimbal motors on and the bus ties. Little standby on that.
Okay, Ken, we'd like to try one more thing. There's a remote possibility that the RHC may be inducing some noise or transits into the system. We'd like you to kill all power to the RHCs, turn off both AC and DC, and repeat the gimbal check and AC XL command and see if the gimbal takes off.
Okay, I've got, I secured the hand controller by just taking normal 2 power to off. And the rest of the powers were off. I'm in Excel command on y'all, and I'm going number 2 up to start. And it's in Excel, and it's stable. Would you like me to try the thumb wheels?
Stand by one.
And with a little excitation from the thumb wheel, it took off again.
Roger, understand. Ken, for that rendezvous, we're suggesting you use the procedure you worked on there in the simulator, just moving in when you're at closest approach.
Okay, Hank, we'll do that. Thank you.
Let me see if there's anything else they want to do with this gimbal thing before we shut it down. Stand by one.